Catch the wave on the PNL5. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
There was a man.
Pastor Coley, for New Creation. Can y'all come on, give it to him. Come on, give it to him. The same thing we're doing out here, we're going to see it again. Can I get a witness? Hey, this is my special song. Pastor, you come out here with me. I call this song Family. Yeah. Well, my dad got through to understand what he was saying. These are the words that he left with me.
The same
the street again in that beautiful place.
In the sky.
I'm gonna sing this song. The same old thing you are doing down here, son. You're gonna see it again in that beautiful place. In a beautiful place, in a beautiful place,
in the sky.
Pastor Cole, yeah. The same thing you are doing down here. You're gonna see it again, yeah.
In the sky.
Can I say that one more time? Y'all don't mind, do you? Oh, the same thing. You and you doing down here. You better watch out, y'all. Because you're gonna see it again. Y'all can sit there, but this is my daddy's song. I'm going to sing this song. Fix this. I know you miss it. And I miss him too. Gene, I know you miss it. James, you've been with me a long time, and I know you miss him too. But we ain't got to worry about it. Because one of these old days, Uncle James, you know what? Look at him.
We will
gonna see Daddy again. Uncle Bob, we gonna see him again. Uncle George, we gonna see him again. Yeah. Nick, we gonna see him again. Hey, yeah, Christine, we gonna see him. We're gonna see God again.
That's
right. Oh, Kevin, how? We're gonna see him again. God knows we're gonna see Daddy again. Turn up and see my father.
I know this is your group, But can I take my time tonight? I want you to do me a favor. If you get there before I do, do me a favor, Raymond. You see, 1991, I lost my daddy. I want you to do me a favor. When you see your daddy, if you get there before I do, you happen to see Pop, I want you to tell him something for me. Tell your daddy, if he see my daddy, tell him for me, Raymond. Tell him I'm doing all right. Tell him I'm doing all right. Listen, tell my daddy, I got a wife. I got two little girls. I'm doing all right. Tell my daddy for me. I had to cry sometimes, but I'm doing all right. I've been lonely sometimes, but I'm doing all right. Sometimes I had to walk the floor all night long. Anybody here ever walk the floor all night long? But Raymond, tell your daddy the reason I'm all right now. The reason I'm all right now. Because when daddy died, Jesus stepped in.
Jesus,
and I did it.
Somebody's like mama tonight.
Look at here. Somebody got a
mother, father,
sister, brother.
That's a good morning. We thank God for letting us live to see another new day that we've never seen before. Great, inspiring gospel music coming your way out of Washington, D.C. The sounds of my good friend, the Heavenly Sons, Brother Raymond Monk on the lead vocals. The song says, whatever we're doing, we're going to see it again. It's now 16 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Love you. Love the Lord. Just thank God for this blessing, this privilege, and this opportunity. Sending the program out this morning, as always, to the sick and the shut-in, to the bereaved families everywhere. And we're going to go right now and get into our scripture for this morning. Amen. Our scripture is coming from the Old Testament book of Daniel. Daniel 3rd chapter and verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. The word of God for us, the people of God. God's word is already blessed. And my friends, on the word of God today, a thought would be, our faith will impact others. When God moves, everyone sees it. My friends, King Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. The three Hebrew boys refused to worship the God. He wanted them killed after they would not worship the idol God. The young men did not panic, but rather they declared the God they served was able. As the Lord moved on their behalf, all were astonished. By the faith of three multitudes were blessed. Huh? By the faith of the three young men, multitudes were blessed. In my conclusion today, my friends, our faith will continuously be tested. So let us stay firm in God's word, allowing it to lead and guide us. We will not only be personally impacted, but multitudes will observe and recognize that God has moved on our behalf. When the Lord does move on our behalf, all will see and be reminded of his love and concern for his children. Finally, my friend, when God moves, all must see. Praise be to God. That's our thought for today. Let us now listen to our devotional song for this morning. Song from Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters out of Richmond, Virginia. The song entitled Is You I O. Very pleasant. Good morning.
Thank you, Lord. Can't you see? body and have been born again. Just to wave your hand when I say, Lord, I love you.
not magicians. We just put magic into our music.
Catch the wave on the PN Helpline.
31 minutes now past the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in the city of Raleigh, North Carolina. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old Chatham County Country Boy. That's the old CCCB. Great and inspiring gospel music for your listening pleasure. Just heard music from days gone by from the late Babe. She was known as Margaret Allison. And the Angelics, the song, When the Gates Swing Open Wide, and we opened up this set with our devotional song for this morning, music from days gone by from Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters out of Richmond, Virginia, is U-I-O. We got to take time out now and do the station ID at the bottom of the hour, and when we come back, my friends, we're going to bring you some music coming out of Hillsboro, North Carolina, from some young men known as the Voices of Faith. The Lord, He's doing it. Choo-choo! Very pleasant. Good morning.
Catch the wave on the PNL line.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Keep standing, blessing your soul.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Darling, Lord, Thank you, Father. Thank you. I thank you, Lord.
13 minutes now until the hour. 13 minutes until the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your quartet headquarters around the world. That's great and inspiring gospel music this morning coming to us from Mr. Otis Clay. The song, When the Gates Swing Open, a classic gospel hit. And we opened up this set with music out of that's Roxburgh, North Carolina. Brother Robert Lunsford Jr. and the man known as Virtue. The song, Gonna Lay Down Our Burden. And we thank you so very kindly for logging us in. My friends, if you would like to call in and give us a comment or you'd like to hear a request, you can give us a call at area code 347. The number is 215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. And we will do our very best to get it on for you. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. The program is The Morning Show. Choo-choo. We're getting back to great and inspiring gospel music. God is able. Music coming from the Bolton Brothers out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Choo, choo.
Come on, put your hands up.
NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are your quartet headquarters, the best music you'll hear anywhere around the world. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. The program is The Morning Show, and somebody say, well, the Country Boy Show is pumped up. That's right. Fired up. The Lord woke us up this morning. We should be about his business, huh? Amen. Ain't no certain time to give God praise. Early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, he's worthy of our praise. That's music once again coming out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The music coming from the Bolton Brothers from their CD Live in Mobile 2. God is able. My. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been the other way. I want to say very pleasant good morning and welcome all of our Facebook friends. You're listening in now, and we know you're giving us a response every day to let us know you're enjoying the broadcast, and we just thank you so very kindly. Wherever you may be listening to us around the world, we thank you so very kindly. To all of our neighboring friends, friends from all over, thank you so very kindly. And it does my heart good every time I look at my Facebook page and I see where you are liking the songs that we're playing. Sometimes you'll tell us that you might not be able to listen, but you are checking us out on Facebook and you're seeing the songs that we're playing and you're enjoying them, and that just does my heart good. Praise be to God. Well, once again, we're sending out the program this morning, as always, to all the bereaved family, to all the sick and the shut in. Someone out there is worse off than you, me and you, my friends. Somebody woke up this morning, had eyes and they can't see. Some of God's children woke up, had feet and can't walk. Some got tongues and can't talk. But look at you and I. We are blessed and we are grateful. God is just a good God, and we don't take nothing lightly. Everything that God does for us, he does it for a reason. Amen. And that's why we must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must, not might want to, but the Bible says we must worship him in spirit and in truth in order to please God. That's what we're about, pleasing the Lord. We're getting ready now to end our first hour for this morning. The first hour has gone by so fast. My. But the Bible says in all of our ways, we should acknowledge God and he shall direct our path. We're going to go on now and do another song for you. And we're going to get ready for our station ID at the top of the hour. Then we're going to start the second hour off with music out of Wilmington, North Carolina from Rachel and Joy. A song that says, your word, Lord. Your word, praise be to God. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy. Once again, very pleasant good morning to all of you. And just thank you for locking us in. Choo, choo.
Sit down, children.
Sit down.
Helpline.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Jesus, Jesus, what I need your word.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. and the hottest DJ in the game coming through your speakers.
Turn it up, baby.
Thank you.
minutes now past the hour. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. The morning show is now on the air. I'm your host, the old CCCB, translated, that's the old Chatham County country boy. I love God and I love each and every one of you. Just heard some great and inspiring gospel music coming from Rochester, New York's very own, The Voices of Clouds, I Want My Crown. And before that, two in a row to open this set, Redeemed and Your Word by Rachel and Joy out of Wilmington, North Carolina. It's a great day to be alive. Why? Because it sure could have been the other way. We are praising the Lord and giving him honor and glory, which he so rightly deserves. To God be the glory for all the good things he has done, is doing, and will do for us, his children, the children of man. My. Once again, we want to say very pleasant good morning, sending the program out to all the sick and the shut in, to all the bereaved families out there in radio land. Thank you for locking us in here at the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We do our very best to no less bring you the best in spiritual and gospel music that you will hear anywhere around the world. Coming up, my friends, we're going to do another song from The Voices of Clouds, the song I Want My Crown, and then we're going to hear some music again from the Heavenly Sons out of Washington, D.C. The song said somebody left this morning on that morning train, and one of these days, my friend, it's going to come back for me and you. Choo, choo, very pleasant. Good morning.
Peace and grace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Elder Carrie Harris, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry. We invite you to join us here at NFI Radio Gospel Network Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Sometimes we preach, sometimes we teach. We may even have discussions. Join us and catch the wave in
Jesus' name. Good morning.
Don't you see that gold? Don't you see that gold? 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The number one quadrant station in the world is the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Caddo County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one taking you into the noonday drive, keeping you live from 11 to 2 on the NFI.
One more. Johnson. Somebody out there listening to me might be feeling like me. When you look back over your life, the highs and the lows, Lord, I realize it was you that brought me through. Can I talk to y'all? Listen here. For every moment I can't explain, tears in my eyes, I didn't think that I would live through this pain. Trials and tribulations that came my way, you've been my provider.
Made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you for, yes, he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore, and I tell God thank you because he is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is the God that created the heavens and the earth, and I tell God thank you. He is the God that worked miracles. He is the God that heals. He is the God that is the way, the truth, and the life, and I thank God for his son, Jesus, being the word. Because there are days that we have to speak that word to our lives. And I tell God, thank you, that there's strength in the word of God. I thank God for each of you who have come on today. I tell God, thank you for giving you the heart and the mind to want to hear the word. Because every time I tell myself, in the beginning was the word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. It's his son, Jesus, and I'm so grateful that he loved us so much, that he was manifested in flesh for mankind, and I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that heals. I thank you for being the God that delivers. I thank you for being the God that is the miracle worker God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that loves in spite of, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being the God that sent your only begotten son in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that loved us when we were yet sinners. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that is holy and righteous in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for watching over us as we slept on last night. Thank you for encamping your angels round about us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for holding back the hands of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for watching over our children and their children and their children in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power, God, that intercedes on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you just for being the Almighty God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for being the God that we can look to, God, for all things in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being the God that provides, God, for all of our needs in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch right now, God, and heal in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch the hands of the doctors, God. Oh, Father God, touch your nurses, God. I thank you for them being there, God. Oh, Father God, those that know you, dear God, those that have a relationship with you, God, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, bless your pastors, God, that are standing on your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are living your word, God, those that won't compromise in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your apostles, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless your evangelists, bless your prophets, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your teachers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let them stand on your word, God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. Bless your deacons, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Strengthen them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask it, trusting and believe in you. Touch your government leaders, God. Save them and sanctify them, holy God. In the name of Jesus, let them follow you in all decisions that they make, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you. Touch in the schools, God. Encamp your angels round about, God. In the name of Jesus, on the college campuses, God. Encamp your angels in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I bind up the hands of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you strengthen right now, God. Oh, Father God, you tear down that thing that's been set up, God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things, God. Oh, Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise for send your son Jesus' name that I ask trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. Without him, we can do nothing. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school, where we teach the word of God. I tell God, thank you for this past Sunday, the move of the Holy Ghost of God. I tell God, thank you, how he started in Sunday school and went through the close of the service. I tell God, thank you for all things. I tell God, thank you, because the Holy Ghost of God is for real. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him praise. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. We will be having Bible study on tonight, but on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage the disciples, wherever you are, go into the Word of God. And on the third Tuesday at noon at Christian Life, we have noonday prayer, and I tell God, thank you for the opportunity to come together to go in prayer and glorify him. I tell God, thank you. And on this Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., we will be having the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost service at Christian Life. We invite you to come out and worship with us as we talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we know that they make one. And I tell God, thank you. For all things, come out and worship with us. Because, see, you can't have one without having the other two. You can't have two without having the third one. And I tell God, thank you. They are the triune, and they make one. I tell God, thank you for all things. I give him glory. I give him honor. I give him praise. As we come back on today, still going to be talking about what it means to trust in Jesus. The Word of God tells us to put not our trust in man. And there are some lessons that we have to learn the hard way. But I have an understanding what the Word of God is saying when it tells us to put not our trust in man. But when we can trust Jesus, he's the best friend that we can ever have. And as a son of God, and we become followers of Jesus Christ, we find that, yes, we can trust him because he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. And when we trust in him, it lets us know that we can believe everything that he said and accept his word as true. I tell God, thank you, that he will not lie. And that as we stand on his word and we believe his word, we draw closer to him. And as we abide in the word of Jesus, you're going to find that you will obey him. Why? Because he bought you through that, and that. And if he bought you through that because you obeyed him, he has every trial and every test that we are going to go through. He already know the outcome. And I tell God, thank you, that as we trust in him, we are obedient to him. We find that we can lean on him. We find that our strength comes from him. And I tell God, thank you. I find that when I trust in him, when the weight gets heavy, when I get burdened, that I can go to him, that he will remove those burdens, that he will strengthen me. I tell God, thank you, that when you get burdened, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. And when you call on the name, you're going to find that he will free you from that burden. And I tell God, thank you, when you trust in Jesus, you believe with your whole heart that he is good, and he has a trustworthy plan for your life and for our future, because he is the one that sees ahead of time. Remember, we've already said that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And that if he knew what he had for us on yesterday, he know what he has on today. He know what he has for the future. And I tell God, thank you, that I can trust in God. Why? Because he is a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. When we start to talk about trusting Jesus again, did you know that your trust in Jesus grows through experience? What do you mean? I tell God, thank you, when we go through different things in our life and he bring us through victorious, I tell God, thank you. If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, it said, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, and whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. I tell God, thank you. I looked at verses 8, and it said, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despair even of life. But we, verse 9 say, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. See, they couldn't put trust in themselves, but they had to trust God. Why? Because God raised his son from the dead. And if he could raise his son from the dead, don't you know he can deliver us from the hands of death? And I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. No matter what we go through, he can deliver us. Listen to this. He said, a faithful believer living in obedience, fellowship with Christ, and loved by him may yet undergo experiences that involve fear, anxiety, despair, and hopelessness. Circumstances that weigh one down beyond the human power of endurance.
when severe afflictions occur in our lives. We ought not to fear that God has forsaken us or has ceased to love us. Rather, we must remind ourselves that these very things happened to God's faithful servant. Jesus went through, his servants in the Bible went through. So there's no exception for us. We are gonna go through. And when we go through our trials, we know and we call on the name of Jesus. We know that he will come near to us. And we know that if he brought us through that trial, that we know he's going to bring us through this. When I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, that as my faith grows in him, I can speak for you. I can speak for me. That as my faith has grown in him, and that as he gives us his grace, that he will bring us through victorious. And I tell God, thank you, that as he delivered his servants from the hands of death, don't you know that we can put our trust in him to deliver us from the hands of death? And it ain't always spiritual death, babies. It can be a physical death. And it ain't always physical death. It can be that spiritual death where our faith gets shaken, where we don't trust God. But when we put all of our trust in him, no matter what we are going through, he will deliver us. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God that he can deliver us from death. Again, it ain't always physical death. It could be spiritual death where our faith get weak, but he can deliver us. When we go through trials and tests, it ain't because he don't love us, but he does love us no matter what. He said that our trials and our tests will come. And you got to remember that everywhere Jesus went, Satan was in the midst. But Jesus spoke to Satan and let him know, you got to go. And just as Jesus spoke to Satan, you got to speak to him and let him know, you got to go. Greater is he that is in me, that God that's on the inside, than if I was in the world. I tell God, thank you, that as we trust in him, going through our different trials and our tests and the different experiences, we get a little bit stronger. Our faith grows in him. And we're going to find, if we look at Romans 8, verse 28, saying, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We're going to go through some good things. We're going to go through some bad things. And as we go through, it's to help us grow in God. It's saying, we know all things work together for good to them that love God. When you love God, you can go through your trials and your tests. It said God will bring good out of all afflictions, trials, persecutions, and suffering. I tell God, thank you, that I am a witness that, yes, he will bring you through. And as he brings you through, don't you know that God know who you are? He know what purpose he has for your life. I tell God, thank you for bringing us through all of the suffering that we have to go through. I tell God, thank you that as he bring us through, he know who is going to be obedient to him. He know who is going to stand on his word. He know who's going to give him glory even in the midst of their persecutions and the things they go through, because he knows the purpose that he has for all of our lives. And one thing that I do know, listen to this, that all things do not include our sins and negligence. You can't sin and say, God, sin. He know he going to bring me through this. You can't purposely sin. You got to stand on the word of God. No one can excuse sin by maintaining that God will work it out for good. Don't y'all tell yourself that lie. That is not so. You got to choose who you are going to serve. And when you have faith in God and in his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost of God, you don't have faith in Satan. But your faith is in God, and you trust God, and you trust his son Jesus, and you trust the Holy Ghost. Why? Because they make one. And as we trust God, we trust his son, Jesus. Jesus wants us to live by faith in him. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. I thank God for his son that died on the cross for each and every one of us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7 said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I tell God, thank you that as I trust him and as you trust Jesus and you walk by faith, it would be good if we could touch him with our finger. But I tell God, thank you, the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in truth. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. As I read the word and as you read the word and you apply that word to your life and you see God working things out for your good, your faith will grow in him. I tell God, thank you, that as your faith grows, you don't move on what you see. Because, see, some things that you see can be very deceptive. But when you walk in faith, trusting and believing in God and his son Jesus, you know for surety that you can depend on our heavenly Father. When you walk in faith and you trust him, you're going to find that the time is going to come that you must just stand on the word. If we look at Galatians 2, verse 20, it said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It said, those who have faith in Christ live their lives in intimate union with their Lord, both in his death and resurrection. All believers have been crucified with Christ on the cross. Yes, Lord. They have died to the law as a means of salvation, and now live through Christ unto God. We can't live on our own, but we live through Christ. And I tell God, thank you. Because, see, he loved us so much, Jesus, that he went on the cross. Yes, he could have come down, but he stayed on the cross just for us. Say, we who have been crucified with Christ now live with him in his resurrection life. I tell God, thank you. Christ and his strength dwells within us, becoming the source of all of life and the center of our thoughts, words, and deeds. Our thoughts should be about Jesus. Our words and the deeds that we perform, we shouldn't be working and speaking on behalf of Satan. we're working and speaking and doing on behalf of Jesus. Why? Because he went on the cross for us and he was crucified. And as we live for him, our flesh have been crucified and we live under the salvation that Jesus provided for us. I tell God thank you. And that as a son of God and we are Christians that are living for him, we're going to be tried and tested by the enemy. And as we are tried and tested by the enemy, we must stand on the word of God and keep our faith in him. And realizing that as we stand on the word, we're going to be tested. But we still got to stand on the word. We can't give up. As we stand on the word of God, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. If we look at James 1 verses 2 through 4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. I tell God thank you that when we're going through trials, that we must go through those trials with joy. Have you ever been going through trials and tests and you feel like you should be in the valley? You feel like it should get you down, but you still glorify God. You still praise God. You still trust God. You still have faith in God, and you don't take down. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that I count it all joy when I'm going through. There are times when we go through that I raise my hands and I tell God thank you. And as I begin to glorify him and praise him, I go through that trials with all joy. I tell God thank you that when we're going through temptations, that it don't mean sexual things. Persecution, Satan is going to come at you to try to make you step out of God's will. That trial might not be lust of the eyes, but temptation is going to come, and it's going to try to get your focus off God and trusting his son Jesus. But when that trial comes, it'll come sometime to try your faith, to see whether you're going to stand on the word of God, or whether you're going to yield in sin. But James told us to count it all joy. And as we count it all joy and rebuke the enemy and stand on the word of God, I tell God thank you that we can stand and trust God and his son Jesus to bring us through all of our tests. And as he brings us through, sometimes it teaches that trouble in our lives don't mean that God is displeased with us, but he can recognize that, yeah, I can trust him. I know that she's not going to turn from my word. I know that that pastor's going to stand on the word. Yeah, the deacons are acting up, but I know pastor's going to stand on the word. When Jesus can recognize that we are committed to him, that we won't take down, but we will stand on the word of God, I tell God thank you. You remember when God told Satan that he can attack Job's body because Job was going to remain faithful to him, that he would stand on the word. Don't you know God know, and Jesus know who's going to stand on the word and who's going to trust him? I tell God, thank you. What does it mean to trust in Jesus? That no matter what you go through, you can have faith in him. That even when you're in the valley, guess who's there with you? Jesus is there. Who can you cast all of your cares upon? You can cast them upon Jesus. Why? Because he careth for you. What does it mean to trust in Jesus? That if you trust in him, not only is you trusting in Jesus, but you're trusting in his Father and the Holy Ghost. When you trust in him, you know where all of your help come from. You know where all of your strength come from. To trust in Jesus means that you don't trust in Satan and you don't trust in man. God bless you. God bless you. Where did time go? It goes so fast. God bless you. God's willing we will hear and be with you on Thursday. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for eternal.
6 minutes after the hour, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, on a wonderful Tuesday. It's October the 4th, 2022. I want to thank Co-Pastor Gladys Smith, along with Chief Apostle Barbara Watkin of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. Wonderful teaching, as always, and we want to thank God for her emptying out and bringing forth the Word of God. Wanted you to know that Apostle Bob Watkin and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith been with the NFI 7 years, and maybe 7 years and a couple of months, but we certainly thank God for the dedication and the faithfulness that they have come forth to bring forth the Word of God, and we thank you for catching the wave. All right, well, many of you heard about the one and only, I am Mr. Keith Wonderboy Johnson, the passing of Keith Wonderboy Johnson on last week, last Friday. And the quartet industry is stunned, as well as the fans and the listening audience here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We send out our condolences to the Johnson family. And many of you, I know you're going to miss Keith, but Keith is going on to a better place than here where we are right now. So keep the family in prayer through. And those of you that know Keith, I had a chance to talk with Keith and did an interview with Keith. And Keith is one of the guys that he's always going to have something to make you smile. I never was around him if he didn't have a statement that would make you smile. And we're certainly going to miss him here on the NFI. But we still have his music. And in the next hour, I'm going to send some music out to all of his fans in tribute of Keith Wonderboy Johnson. Here's Keith Wonderboy Johnson and the Spiritual Voices. God bless you.
Let everybody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let everybody say praise the Lord.
Because
he's worthy to be praised. I truly thank God for letting us be here tonight for this recording service. Because we might be recording, but we came here to have service tonight. Everybody doing all right? Y'all looking good, too. I can see somebody been to the mall. All right. I'm glad the Lord has worked miracles in my life. And all these songs is from my heart. The Lord gave me these songs from my heart. And my first song, when I was in darkness, it was nothing but God's love that lifted me. How many feel like that tonight? So what I want you to do, come on, let's have some church in here. Everybody, come on, put your hands together. Fellas, help me sing. You may receive it. I just praise God for all the blessings he has done over these past 2 years. And I tell a lot of people about my life, not for no fame or fortune, but so I might help somebody. And I'm a young man. I'm not going to tell you I've been perfect all my life. It was a time when a lot of things were more important to me than God. It was some times I'd rather be on the street than to go to church. I thank the Lord for my mother and father for praying for me, because it was some years, I'm not ashamed to tell it, I was a member of Bed Baptist Church where Reverend Pillow was the pastor. Yeah, y'all didn't catch that. Sunday morning, I'd club out all night, but I would not go to church. But what I like about the Lord, he has grace. And the Lord know how to just make a U-turn in your life. And the Lord gave me this song, and I just want you to listen to the words of this song. How much they're glad that you got a personal relationship with the Lord. Now, I just want you to listen to these words, Junior. How much they love the Lord tonight? Wave your hand and just tell the Lord I love you. Come on. All over the building. Just give the Lord a wave right now.
Late in the midnight hour, tossing and turning.
Anybody ever been there before?
Problems after problems I could not face, but you helped me to get them all straight. I realize I can't pay you at all, not even for the blessings that seem so small. But I can truly say from the bottom of my above all, high above all that's on this earth. You see, I went backwards at one time, and I tried to do things on my own, but then I realized, oh, there is no
Jesus.
I still away and I sing it something like this, yeah.
I love you. No other God will ever do.
Get by yourself. I have to give a message to the devil, let him know whose side I'm on. When I say, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. Jesus, I love you.
I love you.
Anybody ever tell Jesus that?
Jesus, I love you.
Now, I remember when I was a small boy, I used to go to church.
Jesus, I love you.
And the other kids used to make fun of me because I had a stuttering problem. And when I call on the name
Jesus,
of Jesus,
I
used to stutter, y'all. But it don't make no difference to me if they loving me no more.
Jesus, I love
Cause I know
you.
Jesus know what I'm saying when I steal away and I tell him, yeah.
Jesus, I said, I love you.
Feel like me. Now if y'all feel like me, y'all come on and put your hand together up in here. Come on, everybody.
Resting in my grave, there's nothing more to be.
do you want to just speak for you? Hey, let me hear what you're saying. In college, I had some young men always trying to get me to join these, what you call it, fraternities, or them clubs, or, you know, Q Dogs and the Alphas and all them, and I just ain't see me getting with them. But I'm about to start my own organization. I'm going to call it Jesus by Jesus, and I feel like stepping in here. 1, 2, 3, hey! I don't know about y'all, I'm starting to feel good up in here. Now at this time, the fellas gonna come to you. We like to sing for everybody. And we were traveling through the Knoxville, Tennessee area. We were trying to find a gospel station bad, y'all. Every station we caught, it was country western. And at that time, the fellas just started singing. And I was listening to them. I'm like, that sound good. So the fellas gonna come to us, come to you at this time. They got a song that says, "Heaven is a beautiful place." How much they believe that? Y'all give the spiritual voices a hand.
I know that heaven is a beautiful place because the Bible tells me so. Where two rivers run through the middle and the streets are paved with gold. Where are
Y'all give him another hand. I'm going to get him move along now and sing another song. I'm going to dedicate this song to my grandfather. My grandfather can't move around like he used to, but my grandfather taught me a lot. He had one saying. He said, Keith, you got to have that pure love. He teach love. He wants you to love everybody. Two things he believed in was love and prayer. And I went to visit him every year. And while I was down there, he taught me this song, an old song. Some of y'all might know this song when I start singing. So what I want you to do is, y'all know this song when I start singing it. I want y'all to help me sing it, all right? All right? Here's it, come on, son.
There is peace, yeah.
Peace,
yeah.
In the room.
Jesus love you tonight? You really know that Jesus love you? I feel like having a little foot service in here. How many ready to have a little foot service in here? How many ready to have a little foot service in here? How many ready to have a little foot service in here? How many ready to have a little foot service in here? If you know that Jesus love you, come on, let's have some church. Jesus still love me. all over this building. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Come on. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, neighbor, I know that Jesus loves me. Because he keeps on blessing me. Now tell him when I think about the blessings, that the Lord did for me. I don't know what it does for you.
I don't know what it did for you.
But do you know what it do for me?
Tell
it. It'll make me wanna shout.
Jesus.
a breakthrough in the house.
There's a breakthrough in the house. There's a breakthrough in the house.
I'm gonna believe
there's a breakthrough in the house. There's a breakthrough in the house.
Tell them when you want it right now.
Right now.
close to the year 2000. Some of y'all sitting in here worrying about Y2K. Let me tell y'all something about me. I ain't worrying about Y2K, cause I got faith. Now I believe what's coming is better than what's been. I'ma never believe that. Now if you believe what's coming is better than what's been, when I count to three, thank them for the blessings that's coming your way. Are you ready? Come on, one, two. Showing these young people, young man, the devil wants you to think it ain't safe for young people to go to school no more. But I'm here to tell you the devil is a liar. First, the Lord gonna start with, we gonna put prayer back in school. I don't want you to be scared to go to school no more. I don't want you to think nobody's gonna shoot you or anything like that. All I want you to do from this day forward, soon as you step in the school door, when you step in, say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You know, when I think about my life, think about all the times when I ran the street doing the wrong thing. But the Lord still had grace on my life. And now that I gave my life to Jesus, I tell him every day,
thank you.
me.